Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Gittin, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, in the middle of a discussion where we noted that four of Rabbi Eliezer's colleagues or students entered the Beit Midrash after he had passed away to discuss and debate the issue of his odd ruling in our Mishnah that Harayat Mekudeshetli would work, and then different approaches whether Elam Ploni would work, and the different approaches as to whether Elam meant Chutz or whether it meant Almanat. And we saw two different approaches to that. In any case, we mentioned the four opinions, and then we mentioned that Rava's comment that all of them could be challenged except Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's. Now we're going to look at each one of the comments, look at the possible challenges to them, and go from there. Okay. And Amar Mar. Na Rabbi Tarfon Viamar. This is Rabbi Tarfon's argument. We've already gone through it in the last podcast. Haresha Alcha Zuvani Seit Lachim Chazesh Nesralav Umeit Below Vanim Lodim Tzaze Oker Levamina Torah. That was his challenge, that the get will effectively destroy the possibility of Yibum, because if she marries the brother of the fellow to whom she's banned, then she will, and then he dies without children, she will then not be able to have Yibum, and that's Oker Devamina Torah. Oker? Iyuakar. Iyuakar, did this guy Oker Devamina Torah? He didn't do it. This the guy who divorced her. Alamat Nela Kor Devamina Torah. The meaning isn't that he was Oker Devamina Torah, but rather he made a condition that would lead to that. He didn't tell her that she has to marry specifically the brother of the guy that she's banned to. He said you can marry anybody but that guy, effectively is what he said. So it was her choice to specifically go out of her way and marry his brother. She caused that to her, she caused the damage to herself. The way it should be read is that he is causing something from the Torah to be overridden, as it were, and that is, of course, Yibum. So that's how we should read it. Goreim. Based on that, you would argue that a person should never marry his niece, because then the possibility that he would die and without children, and then she'll fall to his brother, who is her father. And as we saw in the very beginning of Masechet Yevamot, that would also cancel it out. We don't find any sort of limitation like that. The answer is Hanupircha. That's exactly the challenge to Rabbi Tarfon. Uvemai, parenthetically, what is the case here with Rabbi Eliezer? Did Ella mean chutz or did Ella mean almanat in Rabbi Tarfon's world that he asked this question? If you think it's chutz, where he said you can marry anybody but this guy, so Mishra Shah Rabbi Eliezer, in that case, once she married the brother, everything is lifted, as we know Rabbi Eliezer says. If he says explicitly chutz, and she goes and marries some other guy, and then she becomes divorced or widowed from him, she's mutter to the guy, meaning that when the fellow says then the minute she marries somebody else, all of that is lifted. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon's question about Yibum can't apply, because the minute she married his brother, everything is lifted anyways, and Yibum would be back on the table. Right? Ella be'almanat. It must be that Rabbi Tarfon's question is addressing a case where the guy said that Harayat Moter L'chol Adam Almanat, that you don't marry Ploni, and then that will remain even after she marries somebody else. Okay, that was the first one. Na Rabbi Yossi Haglili ve Amar. This is Rabbi Yossi Haglili's challenge. Hecham Natsinu Asur Lazeh Mutar Lazeh. Where do we ever find that she's mutter to one and asur to another? That's, of course, very strange. Asur Asur Lakom Mutar Lakom. That's his statement. If you're asur, you're asur to all. If you're mutter to all. Velov Rei Truma V'Kodshim. Shasur Lazeh Mutar Lazeh. Alright, you even have Truma V'Kodshim. A Bat Kohen, for instance, who comes back to her father's house, is allowed to eat Truma. She's not allowed to eat Kodshim. And a Chozer L'Chaz V'Shok. Alright, so, there certainly is a split. Alright, so the answer is, B'Isur Isha, Kamrina. We're talking about within marriage. Harei Harayot, all of Harayot. You're mutter to a guy on the street and also to your brother. So Bishud Kamrina, we're talking about within the context of marriage. Zahar Eishad Ish, that's a classic example. She's married to a guy, she's mutter to him, also to everybody else. I mean, all of Isurei Bia are based on the notion that Asura Lazeh Muteret Lazeh. So Rabbi Yossi Glili's statement is very strange. So Hainu Pircha, the answer is that is the question. Uvamai. And again, we have to ask the question, Rabbi Yossi Glili's challenge, what was the meaning of Ella? Ilema ba'almanat, if we think it was. Like we said, it had to be in Rabbi Tarfon's case, almanat, hari hutrat lo biznut. Then she is still mutter to the guy who was banned, biznut, because what was said is, you're mutter to everybody on condition, you don't marry that guy. But if she has nut with him, which means that she's not, there's nobody now that she's also to within Rabbi Yossi Glili's split that he's concerned about. Alright, so therefore, Ella b'michutz, in Rabbi Yossi Glili's world, that the issue had to be an issue of chutz and not almanat. Now, I'm not Rabbi Akiva Amar, so we're skipping Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, because that's the one that we liked. And we go to Rabbi Akiva, who says as follows. Rabbi Akiva. Sorry, I lost the place for a moment. She goes and marries a guy and has kids, and then she becomes divorced. And then she marries the guy that she was originally, the one guy she was banned to. That means that now, retroactively, the get is no good. So then she can't ever use it tonight, because then maybe she'll end up not fulfilling the tonight, and it's like get batom and mamzerin, so the same deal, and we don't say all tonight are out for that reason. The answer is hanu pircha, that's the challenge. Uvemai, and of course this is easy. Ilem b'chutz, mishashar b'lozer. You can't say it's chutz, because again we said Rabbi Elazar would allow her to marry the banned guy once she married somebody else, which is the case. Here it's clearly almanat, and that's the problem, is that retroactively the condition will be violated, which will mess up the get. All right, Tavar Acher. So Rabbi Kiva, if you remember, had two things. I called them Rabbi Kiva 1 and Rabbi Kiva 2 on the page. Let's say that the guy who was banned was a Kohen, and then subsequently her husband, who divorced her, permitting her to all except that Kohen, died. So she's an almana relative to that Kohen, and she's a grusha to everybody else, and we still say she can't marry him because she's got grushaness in her. Think about this. The issue of Kohen to grusha is far lighter than Eshadish. Asur mishum tzad gerushin sheba, she's still prohibited because she has a gerushinness to her, even though towards this coin she doesn't. Eshet ish chamur lo kol shekein. So certainly if a woman has an eshet ishness in her, she shouldn't be able to marry anybody. So the fact that she's still an eshet ish relative to this kohen, when the husband first divorced her, should ban her to everybody. Uvamai. And again, we have to ask the question, what is the meaning of Ella here? Ilem ba almanat, if you think it's a case of almanat. Hare grusha et slo biznut. If it's almanat, then that means that the get is valid as long as she doesn't marry the guy, which means that relative to the guy, she's still considered a grusha vis-a-vis znut. Right? Ela b'chut. So that means that in the second scenario of Rabbi Akiva, it's a b'chut scenario. Rabbi Akiva, where's Rabbi Akiva coming from? Ichut svirole, if he holds that Rabbi Eliezer meant chutz, let him challenge with a chutz case, like we just had. V'almanat svirole, if he holds that Rabbi Eliezer meant almanat, lotiv almanat, let him use the first challenge, which is almanat. The answer is, that's why he gave two. Rabbi Akiva, shmiele de'ikadamar chutz v'ikadamar almanat. He heard that there's some people who say it this way and some people say it that way. Mandamar chutz, hai pircha. Mandamar almanat, hai pircha. And that's why he challenged each one. Umay pircha. Now, what's the challenge against Rabbi Akiva? On the second one, ine me iser kahuna shani. If you want to come and say, yeah, the iser of kahuna is different. In other words, the get is still not a get, but vis-a-vis the kohen, she's still considered a grusha. Harabalazanam iser kahuna kamaitilai. After all, if we remember, Rabbi Yochanan claimed that Rabbi Eliezer's whole position of saying that a deficient get is still valid is based on iser kahuna. So that's where the whole thing starts. The answer is Rava, who was the author of this entire report, and then said they could all be challenged except Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's. Kerabi Yada Mishum Zaken Echad Kamatni. He had the other version in which V'yahachav Aital Ish Acher. Rabbi Eliezer interpreted it, even if she can only go marry one man, it's still a get. Okay, now remember in that conversation, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ein Meshivin Atari Lachar Mita. He said you cannot respond to the lion after his death. In other words, you can't challenge Rabbi Eliezer when he's not around to defend himself. Now, Mamemer Rabbi Yeshua Kavates Ferlei. It sounds like Rabbi Yeshua agrees with him. Vayu Kanami Mifrach Parich. Rabbi Yeshua himself had a challenge to Rabbi Eliezer. Hachi Kamalu. So this is what he meant. You have a question. I also have a question, Rabbi Eliezer. You know, Bein Lididi, Bein Lididchu. But both for me and for you, and Meshivin and Tarvi Lachar Mita. We still can't use it because he's not here to defend himself. Rabbi Eliezer was a very smart man, and he might have been able to respond to our challenges. Well, my pircha Rabbi Yeshua was his pircha. Tana Rabbi Yeshua, the fact that in the description of Gerushin in the Torah, which of course is all there from Machzir Grushato, it has him marrying and then divorcing and she marries somebody else, and they're all juxtaposed. Mekish kodmei havaya shnila kodmei havaya rishona. It compares her status before she marries the second one to her status before she marries the first one. Ma kodmei havaya rishona la gida bina shachrina, just like when she marries a man for the first time. She's not connected to anybody. She's got no past. Same thing when she marries a man the second time. She can't be tied to anybody. And if this fellow says, you're muter l'chol adam chuzi ploni, that means ploni is still around, it's connected to her, which if you think about it is very similar to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's argument. We'll see that in a minute. Rogufa, Moda Rabbi Eliezer. In the middle of this, we quote Rabbi Eliezer as saying, that he agrees that if the fellow divorced her, chutz miploni, and she went and married somebody else, and then became divorced a widow, then the bonds are gone. The limitations are gone. Now, Heshiv Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Elazar, Chuvaladiv Rabbi Eliezer. He came up with a response and said, against that particular ruling, how can you find that one fellow bans her and another fellow permits her in the same relationship? Normally it's zeoser v'hu matir, meaning a man marries her and then he divorces her, the same oser as matir. Here, the husband banned her to that guy, and somebody else married her, permitted it to that guy, lifted the peace. What, velo? Since when don't you find that? Vare yivama. Think about yivama. Debal oser, the husband, when he dies without children, bans her to anybody else. V'yavam matir. The yavam, when he gives her chalitzas, matir her. The answer is hatam yavam hudaka asalei. She's not banned by the husband. She's banned by the presence of the yavam. He's the one who prohibits, and his chalitzas is the one who permits. The yabal ashar yavakayma. Because vis-a-vis the husband, she's mutar. Now, Reherin in Darim, the Noder Oseva Chacham Matir, a person takes a vow, they demand it on themselves, and the Chacham is the one who lifts it. The answer is that a chacham cannot allow anything. Just early this morning, it's now less than an hour until the end of the year, but just early this morning, Am Yisrael did Hatarat Nedarim, and we mentioned Charata, and of course we studied this in Masachet Nedarim, that you have to have regret on the part of the penitent, meaning that the same person who took the vow also has to be active participant in annulling it by having regret. Hare Hafarata Baal, the husband's hafara, which does not need her regret, he can just say, I repudiate that vow of yours. Tishano deru bal mefer, so she vows and he repudiates. Hatam krav Pinchas mishmei derava, the amar Pinchas mishmei derava, kona deret al dat baal lahino deret. We have a general rule that hafara works because anytime a woman takes a vow, she's taking it with the assumption that the husband will have to agree to it. All right, good. Now we go back to our original conversation. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we're doing it out of order because now we're getting to the one that Rava said does not have a challenge. He said, V'yamar kritut. The Torah says, Sefer kritut. What does that mean? Davar ha-koreit meino levena. It has to have total excision between the two of them. Halamata she'enza kritut. So you see that when a guy gives a get and says, Almunat, or elachutz elamiploni, that's not kritut. Rabbanon high kritut my avdilei. So what do all his colleagues do with the word kritut that they had to go into yibum and tnai etc. to challenge it? The answer is mibayelu lechretanya. They need kritut for the following. If a person gives a get, man gives a get with a condition that's permanent. You can never go to your father's house. Ain's a kritut. Shloshim yomar is a kritut. If it's got a limited time, like 30 days, then that's called kritut. So kritut they use to say there has to be some end to it. V'idach, so what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Mikarit kritut nafka. He says the fact that the Torah uses the root, chaf resh taf, already teaches you one of those principles. The fact that it says kritut, which is a sign of expanded word, teaches you two. V'idach, what do Rabbanan say? Karit kritut ladarshi. They don't see any significance to the extra form of the word. There's only one teaching there. Okay, Amar Rava, harezik yitech amanat shelo tishti yayin kol yimei chaya. Here's an expansion on that last piece. If a person gives a get and says, the get is valid as long as you don't drink wine, my whole life, ain't zekritut, that's no good. Kol yimei chaya ploni, but ploni's life, for his lifetime, harezik yitech, that works. So maishna chaya ploni, why is ploni's lifespan any different than the husband's? The dilma might mekayim elei tanai, because maybe ploni will die, and then the tanai will be completed, and then you'll have kritut. So chayi didenami, so the husband also. Tuma might to mekaimele the tanai, he might predecease her, right? And then the tanai is fulfilled. Ela emo, you have to read it as follows. Kol yimei chayaychi, ein zekritut. If he says for all of your life to the woman, that's not a kritut, because her entire life she can't be totally finished, and then when she is, it's too late. Kol yimei chayaychi, chayi ploni, but if he links it to anybody else's life, including his own, harei zekritut. That's valid, because there is a way for it to become disengaged. So then Rava turned to his Rebbe and asked, Hayom I atishti l'machar atishti mahu. He gives her a get and he says, today we're divorced, but tomorrow you're my wife again. What happens? Tibai the Rabbi Elazar, Tibai the Rabbanan. And this can be asked within both Shitot. Tibai the Rabbi Eliezer, you can ask within Rabbi Eliezer, you could say, Ad kan lo ka'ama Rabbi Eliezer hata, maybe Rabbi Eliezer only said that chutz works, or ella works, ella de lamanda kashari kashari leolam, that the fellow that is permitted to her, which is everybody else, is forever. Aval hachalo, but here, he's permitting her to everybody for a day. Udam aloshna, perhaps it's the same thing, it's a deficient get Rabbi Eliezer allows. Tibai the Rabbanan, Rabbanan, you could ask it within Rabbanan. Ad kon lo kami Rabbanan hatam, elad lo paska mine legamre. The Rabbanan only said it there because it was, she wasn't totally disconnected from this guy, because there's still one guy out there to whom she's considered married. Hacha came on to paska, paska. But here, since today she's disconnected from her husband vis-a-vis everybody, maybe that's a good get. So Bata Dabaya Hadar Pashta, after Rava asked the question, he answered it himself, without waiting for Rabbi Nachman to answer. And he said, Mistabra Bain Rabbi Eliezer Bain Rabbanan came into Paska Paska. It makes sense that according to both of them, he says, Hayom I at Ishti, that's it, and tomorrow nothing rebounds, and she remains divorced. Now we're going to get into a different area where you make a condition that she has to accomplish something in order to make the get happen, but it's something that's not in her control. She's not allowed to marry Ploni. Well, that's kind of strange. And he said, but if she married Ploni, she doesn't leave him. So my kamar, what does this mean? She can't marry him. Why? Because it looks like men are giving their wives away as gifts. I'm going to divorce you, you must marry him. But if she marries another guy, then she doesn't have to leave him. That's what the Braita means. So wait a second, just because of the gzera, we don't take her out? After all, she's an eshadish, she didn't fulfill the condition. Just because you're concerned about how it's going to look, you're going to allow this eshadish to live with another man? This is what it really means. She can't marry the guy that she was told to marry. Shemir munashem not nimatana, because I have how to look. If she did marry him, lo tetse. We don't make her divorce him. Shem gzera lo mafkinu. We're not going to make her leave him because of the gzera. So amrali rava lohu de lo tinase. You're saying she's not allowed to marry that guy. Halacher tinase. Could she marry somebody else? Vabai kumin le tanai. She has to fulfill the tanai, which is to marry him. So this is an easy solution. Let her marry the guy for a day and get divorced, fulfill the tanai, and then marry whoever she wants. In any case, she's a grusha, so the coin's off the table. And it sounds like you're comparing it to the one who disagrees with Rav Yehuda, which is himself, from Nachman, the Itmar. A guy says, all sleep is banned to me with a proper netter tomorrow if I sleep today. I'm Rav Yehuda al Yishan Hayom. Rav Yehuda says he can't sleep today. Shem Yishan L'machar. Because he may sleep tomorrow, and then what he slept today is a violation. From Nachman Amar Yishan Hayom, let him sleep today. Ve'in choshin Shem Yishan L'machar. We're not concerned about that. Right? So it sounds as if we're comparing it to, we're comparing the cases and saying that, you're arguing that maybe she could marry that guy that she had him married for the Tanai and then divorce the next day, and we're not concerned that she won't. We're not concerned that she'll stay with him, and then people are going to say, no shame, no nima matana. The answer is the two are not alike. Hachi ashta hatam b'didei kaima. Not sleeping is up to him. The boy mavri's nafshe b'silvata v'lo naim. He can put himself in water, whatever it is. He could take no dose. He could keep himself awake. Hacha b'dida kaima ligrushi. Here, it's not up to her to marry the guy and then get divorced the next day. If he doesn't want a divorce, there's no divorce. Ala Amar Rav, Rav said as follows: Harizolu lo tinase lo lo v'lo lacher. She can't marry anybody. Lo lo tinase, she can't marry the guy. Shemim v'nashahim v'nashatim not nimatana the gzera. Lacher lo tinase, she can't marry anybody else. To buy a kumen the tana, she has to fulfill her tanai, and if she will not necessarily be able to get divorced from the second guy and go and marry the first guy to make sure that tanai works, and she could end up with banam amzerim, etc. If she marries the guy that was singled out, she doesn't have to leave. If she marries another guy, she does have to leave. She has to fulfill it tonight. Tanya Kavate de Ravu. We have a bright that supports this very tragic kind of end. In such a case, she can't marry anybody. If she marries the singled out guy, okay, now we have a series of questions that will really take us to the end of today's podcast about either impossible conditions that are out of your control, that are possible, but they're out of your control to affect, or conditions that involve an isur. Tana Rabbanan, Harezi Kiteach Amanach Talila Rakia, Amanach Tadid the Tahom, Amanach Tivlai Kanesh Al Dalar Amot, Shavili Kaneb Ben Mea Amma, Amanach Tavria Tayama Gadob Raglaich, Eno Get. And all of these things are impossible. Fly up to heaven, go down to the depths, swallow a stick that's 4 amot long, bring me a stick that's 100 amot long, cross the Mediterranean on foot, in other words, walk on water, ain't no get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar omer kazeh get, listen to the words carefully, kazeh get, something like this is a get. Klalam, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar, he set a general rule, which means it's beyond these cases. Kol tanai shiv shalom kaimo b'sofo, any time that cannot be fulfilled at the end, and you made that tonight at the beginning, it's just hyperbole, he's just making a galechter out of it, a joke out of it, we ignore the tonight, and the get is valid. Alright, I'm Nachman Amar Rav, halacha kir Rav Yerim and Tema, the halacha follows that. Now, Nachman Yitzchak, manita nami deka, our Mishnah supports that, the Mishnah in Bab Metzia. Tiktani kolshev, shalik kamo besofobi, na'ala mitchilato, tana o kayam, any tonight that could be fulfilled, the tonight works. Yefshar, so you can infer from there that if it's not able to be fulfilled, Tna'o Batel Shmamina. Good. Ibayalu. So now the next piece. What if he gives her a get on condition that she eats chazer? Abaya says the same deal. We ignore it. We follow the Yudam and Tema, and it is the same thing. And it's we ignore it, and it gets good. Rav Amar Efshar Da'achlo V'Lakya. Now here, it's not like flying up to the sky. She could eat chazer and get makot for it, and fulfill the tanai. So the tanai is fulfillable. Now La Abaye Klal. Remember, I pointed to that word in Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's formulation when he said there's a klal, a general rule. La Atuye Basar Chazir. He was there to say not only impossible things but also violations. You put the violation in, we ignore it. L'rava, kazeh l'muti basar chazir. When Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said kazeh get, this is a get that excludes something where it's only a violation and not something impossible. Now, meitive, we have a challenge to Rava. Harezi getech amanach tivali l'ploni. Ikayim atanai harezi get v'imlavino get. He gives her a get almanat that she has bia with X. X is not prohibited to her otherwise. Then the tanai works. Amanat shalot tivali l'abavavich. It says, on condition that you don't have relations with those who are forbidden to you, your own kin, we're not choshish that has happened, and the get is valid. But what they left out of the Mishnah was the more extreme case, which is, if he gives her a get, almanat, that she has relations with her kin, that it is or isn't valid, so it must be because we ignore that. That works perfectly for Abaye, who says, any time that the tanai is a prohibition, it's like an impossibility, and we ignore it. L'Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, it's a problem, because Rava said Chazir would be counted. So Rava would answer very simply. Bishlama Basar Chazir, Efshad Achla V'Lakya. Chazir is up to her. She could eat it, take the punishment, fulfill the tonight. Ploni, even if it's Tivali the Ploni, some other guy, I mean, Efshad Meshach to Memona, she can go pay him to have beer with her, maybe he'll agree. So that she could fulfill. Ela Abba Vavich B'Dida Kaima, is it up to her to somehow get her father or brother to have beer with her? Nehidi avda isura, amav avich mi avdi isura. Even though she's willing to violate an isur, maybe, who says her parent, her father or her brother are? All right, or my father, her father. So now Rava will agree that Abba Vavich doesn't work. So the Rava klala to Abba Vavich. So the word klal in Rabbi Yonah Tema's formulation is there to include Abba Vavich. That's also included like an impossibility. Kazeh lim ute basar chazir. And kazeh is to say that chazir is not the same. And the case of chazir, we say that the Tanai is valid. La Abaye klala tuy basar chazir, as we already saw. Kazeh limute poni. Kazeh is there to exclude the case of alamach tivali the poni, because that she could pay him and thereby fulfill the tanai. Now meitave arizik itechamanat shlochli basar chazir. Ve'imaita zara manat shlochli bitruma. We have a challenge to Abaye. It says, this is your get, as long as you eat chazir, or let's say she's not a bat kohen, amanat that you eat truma, if my tan is there, amanat shetish tigayin, if she's a nazir, then on condition you drink wine, in other words, a violation. Kaima tanai raise again, malavino get, the tanai is good. So the rava nechala bayakash, that works perfectly for rava. Violations that are in your control to do and violate, and you don't need to get anyone else to participate, are a good tanai. So Amar Lach Abaye, Abaye answers, Misavrat Divra Koli. Abaye says, since when is that bright to following everybody's opinion? Hamani Rabbanani, this is Rabbanani against Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that an impossibility is considered to be just silliness and we ignore it. So I believe the same thing is true about Isurim. The Rabbanan say, anytime you put a statement in it, even if it's an impossibility, if she doesn't fulfill it, which of course she can't, then the get is not fulfilled. V'teipu claim, demanda mashakotu v'torahu, so why don't we argue that when you say almanat, that you violate, besides the issue of the Rabbanan's position of impossibilities, that it's also matnah mashkatu b'Torah, where you're making condition against the Torah. And that's a very loose way to translate it, but that's kind of what's happening here. Our general rule is any time that you make a tanai against what the Torah says, the tanai is ignored. But that's not really the case. What it is if you make a contract in which you defeat part of the contract itself the way the Torah set it up. Classic example, you marry a woman and say, Amanat, that I don't have the regular obligations of a husband to a wife of Sherk Suta Nona. Then Tana Obatel, maybe. Rana Bered Ravika, so the answer is, Kemin Matne Mashkatuba Torah Tana Obatel. When do we say that rule? When Sherak Suta Vonata, like Sherk Suta Nona, Duhu Ka Akar. He himself is uprooting it in the contract. She's the one who is eating the chazir. She's the one who's uprooting it. So Matkiv to Ravina. Ravina says, Klum ka akra I ala kumathon today. She's only eating it because of his tanai. He's the one who's doing it. Ishtakach diyu ka akar. Ela amar Ravina. Ravina gives a different explanation. Ki amrina matna mashka tuva torah tano batel. When do we say that? Kungon shirak sutav onata devadai ka akar. That's built in and it's going to be uprooted. Avalacha mi ka amar la. He didn't say that you have to eat chazer. He said, the get is valid if you eat chazer. Lo sagida lo achla, she has to eat. Lo techav lo tigarish, let her not eat and then be no get. And so therefore he says it doesn't fail because of matneh mashakatuva Torah. And then therefore, according to Rabbanan, it's a valid tanai, just like an impossibility. And since she can't fulfill it or doesn't have to fulfill it, the get is no good. If she does fulfill it, the get is good. According to Yehuda ben Tema, the Abaye's read on it is that a violation is just like an impossibility. We ignore the tanai and the get is automatically good. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll continue, Amir Tzashem, now with the further analysis of the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Bet, and very quickly making our way towards the end of Masechet Gittin.